Right now in Indianapolis, I believe they're concluding the National Eucharistic Revival. And I was listening to a podcast about how it was going and some impressions that people had. And I was really blown away by one of their statements. They said, you know, the thing that struck me most is the sense of unity. We have people here from all over the country, from all different walks of life, speaking different languages. They had Mass in the ordinary form, in a beautiful reverent Mass. They had an extraordinary form Mass. They even had the Holy Corbana, an Eastern Rite Syrio Malabar Mass, take place at this event. And they said, but all of these people from different backgrounds, different parts of the church, when the Blessed Sacrament came into that stadium, they were all just silent in this beautiful moment of adoration of our Lord, in the thing that united all of them, that brought them together to this place in the first place. And they said, this needs to be celebrated. This really needs to be something that we look to as a model for ourselves, because we live in a world that is so divided in so many ways. Our politics are divisive. We have perhaps a group that we identify with, many people in society to say, well, my community, whatever that might be, but they forget who they are. They identify themselves by their community, by their politics, perhaps by their country, and fail to see other people as part of our family as well, as part of the family of God. St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians today is beautiful. In Jesus Christ, you who were once far off have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. He who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh. Jesus came to unite, not to cause division. He came to gather the flock back together again, to bring us into one in him where we had been divided by sin, to make us whole again as members of the family of God. And yet, through our own sinfulness, we continue to divide, continue to build up that enmity that Christ came to break down, and sometimes by not even thinking about it, but by how we look at ourselves and our identity. Who are you? It's a really hard question to ask. When you talk to people about who they are, you get all sorts of answers. Well, I do this professionally. I'm a doctor, I'm a whatever. But that's not who you are, that's what you do. Who am I? Well, I'm an American. Is that the first part of your identity? Is that how you live your life? These other groups, these identities, can get in the way of realizing who we are, and sometimes we probably don't want to say what should be the right answer. I am a sheep. I am a sheep in the flock of the Lord. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I am one who belongs wholly to Christ. That is our true identity, brothers and sisters. Through baptism, we are made adopted children of our Heavenly Father. And at the core of our being, more than anything else, that should be what defines us. But sometimes we let those other things get in the way. We identify ourselves as something less than a child of God, and it continues to bring division into the world. I am an American, I am a Republican, I am a Democrat, whatever it might be, these groups and many others cause these unnecessary divisions. Instead of looking at other people as our brothers and sisters, yes, with different opinions and trying to find our way in the world together, we build these barriers that just divide us and bring hatred into the world that need to be put aside. In our gospel reading today, Jesus looks out on the crowds that had followed him and says that they are like sheep without a shepherd, and his heart is moved with pity. If the good shepherd is not the one guiding us, we should look on ourselves and on others with pity, because Christ came to bring so much more, to put an end to war and violence enmity and division, even to death itself. Through his one sacrifice on the cross, he has conquered sin and death and brought us to eternal life. And yet through our own sins following on that, we continue to introduce this division into the world. People are looking for wholeness in so many places, but there are false shepherds out there. Whether it be our wealth, our politics, a group that just does what I want them to do, and these things that we think might make us happy, they all fall short. They all fall short of the glory of God unless we identify ourselves with Him alone. There's the old famous quote that a man who believes in nothing will fall for anything. And how many people are caught in that today? Falling for anything because they don't know the one they should believe in. Or perhaps us falling for things that are less than what God desires for us because we think of ourselves as something other than a child of God each and every day. Brothers and sisters, let us look at the world around us with new eyes to see the things that we have fallen for and reclaim our identity in Christ, to live in Him and for Him alone. In that, we will bring peace into the world again. In following Christ, we will find the true happiness for which every human heart longs. As St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O Lord. Brothers and sisters, may we not fall for anything else. May we stand with Christ. May we listen to His teachings and in Him find the true fulfillment for which we long.